All right, it's 6:31, and we will call the meeting to order for the October 5th Planning Commission. Agenda item number two, we do not have minutes to approve from our last meetings. We're going to approve all of those in one fell swoop at our next meeting coming up in 2 weeks. So then we will jump to number three, the Municipal Utilities Water Treatment Facility Plan Review. Leslie, if you would, please.
Yeah, so the Municipal Utilities is here tonight also. And in the process of their new addition to their old water treatment facility on Lakeland Drive Northeast, there's no parking requirements for the utility buildings, and the current use is staying the same. The project is presented, compiles the setbacks, lot size, and building dimensions. And there's no concerns from our police department or our fire department. And we had no comment from the utilities, I don't know. Anyway, city engineer, they reviewed the plans as submitted above reference. The plans have been prepared according to the city standards, and they also approved the plans and the building permit to be issued. And we recommend that the treatment plant continue with no conditions.
All right.
Would you like to hear from our executive director at the utilities, John
Please.
Heron?
Yes.
Good evening. Thank you. So I guess I'll start and ask if there's any questions that you would like us to field regarding our project.
Go ahead and start. I'm sure we'll have some after you finish, too.
Okay. We're expanding our treatment plant. A couple reasons. We're taking advantage of the newer technology. It's going to be a biological plant. The old building is staying. It's going to be utilized in the process. We're also increasing the capacity because as a community, we are running short on capacity. If you recall, last year we had water restrictions, things in place due to capacity. This year, we were marginally close to issuing restrictions as well. So we'll be increasing capacity out there, adding on to the plant, biological. Biological plant is more environmentally sensitive. Less chemicals are used. Less chemicals are used to treat the water. And we're looking forward to being able to move forward with this project and see it to its completion.
I know that there was concern expressed by some of the people in the neighborhood, questions regarding what sort of effect is there going to be on, say, is there going to be air or scent pollution that comes from this? Is there going to be an effect on traffic one way or the other? Is it going to affect... What's that?
Noise
generated by the plant itself, as well as is going to the environmental footprint of the physical structure itself in that area and the effects it may have.
Okay. No, I'm probably not going to catch all your questions in my response, so but please ask them again. As far as traffic, there's really no change in traffic. That's going to be out there. There's going to be, you know, a couple semis that go in there on a monthly basis on aisle, and not much change.
Not a lot of change.
Yeah, so traffic-wise, not much. Order, there's no change from what we have there today. I think you had four questions. What were the other two?
Noise.
Noise. No change in noise. We will have a generator, standby generator there for emergency power. So... You know, the lights go out in town and it has to start up. You would have a generator out there, but that's not going to make a lot of noise. Outside of that, no noise. Noise levels will not change out there.
Commissioners, any other questions? Was there any, I know that you had some questions about related to where the butts with your property.
I do. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
And formerly the family owner of the land that you're on.
Sure.
And wanted to come in and better understand. They've asked some of the questions regarding smells, you know, how does this affect the neighborhood?
Sure.
What about the look of it? I guess I'll start.
The look, I think I addressed them all, and please ask more questions if I didn't address them to, you know, understand their satisfaction. The only one we didn't address was looks. The architectural style of the building that's being added will be very similar to what's there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you grading the land at all? Are you doing anything that's going to cause any erosion issues? Or because I have farmland right next to you.
Okay. There will be some grading. I mean, like any other building project, you got to level the site. So there will be some grading, but there's not going to be any deep ditching, anything of that nature. Stormwater will be contained.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the building, I believe Kevin Marty last spring had spent a couple hours with you, talked to you about the project, so I don't know if you recall where the footprint was.
We had a brief discussion.
Okay. But yeah, that building will come from the current treatment plant and it will head north.
Mm-hmm.
And the building you mentioned, Jared, do you have that offhand, or Alan, do you know off the top of your head? I don't.
I don't know the length.
Yeah, the building dimensions and the setbacks on the property line. So I think that was another one question that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We would have is the backwash water, similar to the existing back, that is sent directly into the sewer stream. So there's not going to be anything new to notice in the area. It will the new plant will pass the water through in the same method that we're doing.
Yeah, I think as far as your question is probably relating more to visual waste, on-site storage of waste. No.
And there's nothing additional.
Nothing new.
No.
Okay. I am curious why everything is moving north. I noticed there's really on the south side, it seems like there's just a lot of space that potentially could have been used, and everything seems to be going north. If you look at the map,
on the footprint.
It's real clear.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And then your observation is correct. There's a lot of property to the south of the existing plant. The plant, the structure, the tie-in, the layout of the current structure, it's best suited for the new addition to tie in on that side. So, and we have adequate room there. We have setbacks. We still have, I don't know, Jerry, were you able to find the setbacks yet on the plant?
Like
70 feet from the north property line. Yeah, so we're still 70 feet off of the north property line when the building is complete.
Well, I think you've got to be 50. Isn't that right? These folks would know that answer better than I would.
Well, this would be considered a commercial property, so I don't think that they would have to be 50 on a side setback.
Yeah.
Side
so
setback 50.
It's so
probably
seven,
less
so
than that.
We exceed the setback by 25 feet.
Yeah. And then I'm just going to point it out on this map because I don't know how else to describe it. But it looks like you guys are doing something underground here, constructing water mains that gets quite close to me.
Piping, yeah. There will be piping underground.
Yes. It's underground. What we're using that as a transport vessel and gaining time for any of the actions that need to take place. That it's just a way of creating time for that water after it's treated to finish its treatment process, and then it's pumped into the tub.
Okay.
It's just part of the plant.
I get that, but it's very close. It looks like it's like not even 15 feet off my property.
I could.
30 feet? Okay, yeah. The last pipe would be about 30 feet off your property line.
And how does that impact the 50 rule?
It doesn't, because it's underground for one thing. And they're digging the ditch right now, is that what I'm understanding? Are you digging the hole for this line, or what?
right now.
Yeah, is that what's happening?
No, we haven't started out there yet.
Oh, okay, so what's...
I think she's looking at the plans there, and she sees a diagram of pipe being buried.
No, it's underground piping has nothing to do with setbacks at all.
Okay.
That is not...
So are we making sure that we are going to stay, I don't know how else to say it, but on your side?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want it affecting my farm property. There was a time, and it was actually before I owned the property, I've been there for 22 years, but it was my grandparents that owned it. I know the city did something, and the water came up on the back side of the land, of currently what my land is. So I'm concerned, is there any... I don't want any excess water over on my land, so I don't, quite honestly, I don't know all the details of what happened. I don't know if any of you have been there long enough to know that or not.
I have not. I apologize, I can't comment to that. I have not a clue what's going on back then.
Yeah, okay, so...
There's stormwater, Jared, do you want to address the stormwater on that?
Yeah, sure, so there's a... drainage swale that'll be constructed on the north side, so none of the water from the site will enter your property at all because it came down the site.
Mm-hmm. So. Dylan, I think it was some type of leakage or something broke, and that's why the water ended up on my land at that time. So again, I don't have the specific details, but I've been told that the city should have gotten into trouble for that. So for me.
Yeah, I know what it is. I mean, when you say that, depending on how you're finding, excess water on your property. We do have periodic water main breaks at times. We can't control them. And they do make a mess, but they're fixed very quickly within a day. And the water disappears, things dry up, we clean it up, and life moves on. But outside of that, yeah, there should be no reason for you to have excess water from this from our project going to your property.
And there will be no change in my landscape as it exists right now, even though you're getting pretty close. And then there's also, and I don't read these plans every day, so I'm trying to understand what the dotted line is. It says grading limits, and it is right there. So
it's just basically the limits of where they're allowed to grade to. Build it back up.
And would that be true that as well, that fence? You can grade, right? They can grade right up to my property?
It's just yeah, that
the grading limits coincide with your property.
I think that's
line.
A silt fence,
yes.
Maybe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they'll grade it to match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They also take great care in these project capping when they're doing them to control runoff. Fencing and all those sorts of things. That's kind of in the design of the project so that they're, cautious for the surrounding properties that no undue damage is done and even good rains and that sort of thing. Other than a monsoon that an act of God that you can't control,
that's
different. Every care is taken to not bother you.
Okay.
The area will be fenced in as well for the contractor.
Security.
Has to stay for security reasons, and the contractor needs to stay within the fence that's installed that establishes the boundary of the project.
Okay. So, and that's right on the property line? Is that correct?
No, is that noted on there exactly where that is?
Yeah. That's a temporary fence just during construction.
Yeah.
Sure. Because there are a few trees along there that I'd like to stay, but I'll be honest, unless we had a surveyor come out, I think it might be half your tree and half my tree.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anything we can salvage, I mean, trees are good for the environment. Anything we can salvage, we will.
Yeah.
As far as trees and plants, but this time, like you said, I'm not going to promise you that we're going to be able to salvage the trees.
So. Well, there's just a couple of them, if you look on the picture, that are kind of...
I manage all the properties for the utility too, and we do have money in the budget each year for trees and landscaping and those kind of things. So when we do a project like this, we'll come back when it's done and say, we've tried to take great thought and care into hiding our stuff. There most likely will be some trees planted back in the property once this is done.
Mm-hmm.
So
And what do you do in instances where, to be honest, even from this picture, it's not really clear whose trees they are?
Well, trees, once the boundaries are marked, property lines are marked, by statute, if your boundary is here and the tree is here, but the branches are hanging over here, vertically up, any branches that are hanging over that boundary line is the property owner's of that property.
Basically
belongs to them. They can trim them, they can cut them, even though the big trunk of the tree is on somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that being a good neighbor? No, probably not. Best to communicate on what should be done with a tree like that, if it needs to be trimmed up.
In the interest of the rest of our agenda, this is not a public hearing, so let's maybe get back to our agenda and we can take some action on this then this evening. So, commissioners, do we have any other discussion? Any other questions do you have from the plans as you see them? You see the recommendations that have been made? Any additions or corrections or subtractions?
Just a comment. You're receiving the benefit of the two preliminary meetings that this project was presented, so we're well versed in it already.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah.
I will accept a motion then.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. We'll take a voice vote. Jeff?
Aye.
Cleet?
Aye.
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 Patrice?
Aye. All right. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. On to our next agenda item. That's the number 4, Clean Chickens, Happy Halal Plan Review and Conditional Use Permit.
I believe that they're walking through the door right now. But the Clean Chickens, you've been going through this also. This is a conditional use permit review, and that is in the process of executing their recently approved purchase agreements. The city approved that 2 weeks ago, I think. They are proposing a 3,500 square feet processing facility. This is under the 5,000 square feet artisanal scale threshold set by the Planning Commission. It'll be a small livestock halal facility that does not process birds. This is relevant to due to the biohazards boundaries due to the proximity of Genio. And I'll also say the area farmers too in that area. The applicant is proposing to have 10 employees, so they will require to be having 13 parking stalls. This will need to be added to the site plan submitted for the construction documents to be approved. The applicant is aware and accepting of these conditions. The setbacks are met as presented. The fire chief has no concerns at this point. Our police chief, no area concerns that he can determine through this project for as far as the law enforcement perspective. Traffic should be minimal on the roadways that are more than adequate for the traffic encountered. The utilities have reviewed the plans for this facility and they are okay with the normal 10-foot utility easement. They have electric available from the east side of 32nd Street Southwest. The engineer comments, they reviewed the concept plan documents submitted in July, and their following comments are the applicant needs to submit a grading plan. The applicant needs to submit a stormwater management plan. The applicant shall submit a utility plan. The applicant shall submit a paving and striping plan. The applicant shall submit the construction details for review. The applicant shall submit lighting and landscaping plans. A stormwater maintenance agreement will be required for any stormwater management features on the site. The applicant shall obtain a work within city right-of-way permit prior to construction, and the applicant will obtain a MPCA construction stormwater permit and submit it to the city of Wilmer before the construction. The applicant shall notify the city of Wilmer a minimum of 48 hours prior to construction at the site for inspection purposes. All construction in the accordance to the city standards. We recommend that the applicant submit construction plans based on the above mentioned comments, as well as comments provided by other city staff and the Wilmer Utilities. The recommendations are approve the small livestock halal processing plant with the conditions set forth by staff, 13 parking stalls, engineering comments, and easement requested by the utilities.
Good, thank you. All right, commissioners, any questions, thoughts, or comments? This is not the first time that we've had this before us, by any means. So there should be a level of familiarity.
Just probably a point to notice that there's a 50-foot utility easement on the west side of the property, but that wasn't mentioned in here for the power for the transmission line. It's 100 foot, 50 foot on each side of the property line. But just for the record,
sure.
Oh, 50-foot easement on the west side for the power line?
Yep, and the 50-foot on the... It's 100 foot total, 50 foot on each side of that property.
Yeah,
that
but only south. 50 on theirs.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All you need
yep.
to note, yep.
Just the conditional
yeah.
use. So.
Yes.
Yeah. All righty. Commissioners, any further thoughts or discussion? Otherwise, we would entertain a motion then.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
And there's a second. We'll take a voice vote. Commissioner Kipling.
Aye.
Commissioner Frank.
Aye.
Commissioner Vosika.
Aye.
Commissioner Hulbert.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
They did. They did buy the two lots, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. just the yellow, isn't it? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. On to our fifth item then. That's the Slim Chicken Plan Review.
Okay. So the thank you all. So the Slim Chicken, this is a preliminary plan review, as noted in Justice's comments here. They are also present here with Doug Fenstra. So Slim Chicken is requesting a plan review for the proposed drive-through restaurant located at 1605 First Street South. Staff still needs to meet with Slim Chickens to get an understanding of the volume they are expecting for customers. There will be no access to First Street provided. Setbacks presented comply with the code. 19 parking spaces are provided on the site plan, but it is actually 29. I want to make a correction on that. It is actually 29 parking spaces on the site plan. As you see here, there are 16 on the north side, and there are actually 16 on the south side too, because we counted them. So there's actually 32 there on both sides. So there's actually 32 parking spaces there. Also want to note that there really should not be any variance required for that, because what you're not seeing on this is they actually own the property further to the east. And the parking is able to be on that side too. Let me see if I got it here. This is the building, correct? Am I correct? And of course, it's not on the GIS yet, but there's parking over on this side that they will be getting to, because they will be fixing all this parking lot here too.
Members of the Leslie
I have the owner with me, Steve Lattis. So if you have any direct questions, he can answer those too, as far as capacities and those kinds of things.
Yeah. Just the planning department just got all their construction plans and site plans and all that just yesterday is the date that I saw, October 4th. So this is the finished plan for the inside dining here, patio over here. Let's see, what else was I thought I had? So this is the entire property here. So here's where the building's going to be constructed, I'm guessing. Is that correct?
Correct. Fairly close to that.
So what's not on this on this visual here is this property over here. And this is the building itself, so.
We have 32 parking stalls, but we also have an agreement with the mall that we have access to another 37 parking stalls.
Will that be in writing?
That's in writing.
That would be an easement?
It's an easement.
Then we would also, we'll get to that.
That's been drafted in the purchase agreement.
They're not exclusive, but where they're located, we're going to be the only ones using them, pretty much, I think.
Yeah. Let me write from here. Are you having that as a separate document with the purchase agreement that there'll be? So that you have an ongoing, because once the purchase agreement is done, is that going to be filed as a separate agreement with the?
No, I don't think so. I think that'll be part of the.
Okay. If it's an easement, it's required that it be recorded.
Yeah,
it will. Yeah, it'll be recorded.
There is room for sit down eating, and I'm not
there
familiar
is.
With it, so.
There's going to be about 70 seats inside.
Oh, okay.
I've got a drawing here up for the finished plan here for you, too.
Okay. That's a lot.
Slim Chickens originated in Arkansas. Started in 2003. There's about 200 nationwide. Our company signed up to develop 13 in mostly Minnesota. We have one open in Mankato, one under construction in St. Cloud, and this would be our third one. The other closest ones are, there's three in Sioux Falls, there's one in Fargo, they're in Des Moines, so they're kind of closing in. But they're mostly, their core area is Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma. That's where they started.
Okay.
They're similar to a Chick-fil-A, kind of between a Chick-fil-A and a Raising Cane's. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm. Very popular in Blaine.
Are you looking at breaking ground this fall yet, or demo work, or anything?
Yes, that's our hope, is to get the footing, the foundation, and underground utilities in this fall, and then probably take a little, maybe a 2-month hiatus over the coldest part of the winter, and then start back up probably about sometime early February for hopefully a May opening, depending on a lot of the supply chain is really tough these days. So we try to get what we can get and, you know, see if we can get the blacktop and curbing and everything in.
What Mother Nature gives you for weather in Minnesota. Yeah.
That too. Yeah. I've been here a long time, so yeah. I know that. Yeah.
So this was the preliminary view, as Justice had noted. Yeah. So, okay.
No action on this evening. There was a question about volume. We did kind of allude to that a little bit when you said you had about seating for 70 roughly within the facility itself.
About 70 seats inside. It's probably 60 to 65% drive through.
Okay, that was.
But that's going to vary per location, but that's about what we're running in Mankato.
So now that Justice and Jason have these plans, because they didn't have these, but now that, because we just got them, so they'll go through these now again and get the more finer details together. Okay. Talking to Jason, though, he did say that he would be able to issue them a demo permit, you know, so that they could get started without the groundwork and things like that. So he could issue a demo permit, and then when they need their foundation permit, he could issue the foundation permit in phases also. So that was our conversation this afternoon with Jason. And this will come back to you in 2 weeks, so I think that
actionable within 2 weeks.
Yes, it sure will be.
Okay. What will we need when we come back in 2 weeks? I imagine Jared will look at them over, and municipal utilities will look them over in engineering.
Correct. Now that they have the construction plans and things like that, they'll look at all these plans again. And then the parking, they'll look at the number of seating and things like that for the parking spaces.
What we need, we need approval from the commission in order to get the demo permit, I'm guessing, is that correct? So that would be 2 weeks from now, if they get approved.
Well, you already own the site?
We don't own the site. We're probably going to be closing in 5 days, maybe.
Okay, well, I would say if the Planning Commission wants to give them approval to issue the demo permit after title has been changed, we...
Conditional upon the...
Title change.
Yeah, that shouldn't be...
We
asked
to get the building down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did somebody want to make a motion?
Sure. So we entertain a motion then to approve a demolition permit conditional upon the
transfer of title.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Take a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Another question. As far as the building acceptance and site plan and all that just goes to the commission here. It doesn't have to go to city council.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yep.
But do you plan on being here for that next meeting?
I don't know. It might be hunting pheasants.
Not sure. There's priorities.
What pheasants?
It's not time of the year.
I was going to say bring along a menu.
It's all chicken.
Yeah.
No beef.
Or pheasants, really. So.
Dude, I haven't seen an outside.
Oh, an outside mock-up?
Yeah, if you can send a site of the building itself, visual of the building, that'd
building
be great.
Facade would be, yeah.
Yes.
What it looks like, yeah.
Yep. Sure.
All right. Commissioners, any other questions regarding this? We are preliminary. We just took the only action we need to on this evening. So, all right, very good. Thank you. All right, we are on to number 6, miscellany.
I don't have anything.
Wow.
Thank you.
Any other commissioners? We're pushing 35 minutes. I think this might be a record.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We are adjourned.
7:06.
We're done. Record.
Justice will be happy. Justice, exactly.
We're on time. We could have saved.